The partial government shutdown is now in its 33rd day, and one place that is particularly worried about it is home of the Super Bowl. A week from this Sunday, that would be Atlanta. Joining us now is Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you have called this uncharted territory. How has the shutdown impacted you in Atlanta already, given especially the fact that it's home to the world's busiest airport, which relies, just as all airports do, on TSA?
Well, that's where we're seeing our immediate impact on our airport. We fortunately have TSA workers who are continuing to show up at work, and TSA has sent additional support to us in anticipation of the Super Bowl. But what we know is that we're hurting in ways that are being experienced across the country. As our TSA workers are feeling the shutdown, we have more and more people calling in sick, but we are most concerned in Atlanta as we prepare for the Super Bowl for what we call Mass Exodus Monday, and that's when we expect a record number of passengers, upwards of 120,000 people, to go through our airport, and this could be very problematic if the shutdown is not over by then.
Do you have the ability to pay those TSA workers yourself to get them to work on that Mass Exodus Monday, or is that not something you can do?
Well, actually, we are very close to finalizing a plan to provide some financial support for our TSA workers. We're working along with our credit union, who supports the City of Atlanta for our City of Atlanta employees, and also many of our corporate partners, to create some type of fund that will allow us to extend the opportunity for loans to our TSA workers. You know, we're in uncharted territory, as I've said before, so we're having to come up with a plan in real time as people are experiencing the shutdown. We often prepare for natural disasters, but when you have something that a federal shutdown that really is a man-made disaster, this is something we've not had to plan for. And but I'm glad that we're having the support of partners across our city to allow us to respond very quickly.
Aside from the airport, are there any other ways in which the government shutdown is affecting you in a big way in Atlanta, especially in anticipation of the Super Bowl?
Well, I had a very disturbing message from one of our community partners who runs a Feed the Hungry organization, and what she shared is that she is increasingly concerned on the ground because she's seen very high numbers of federal employees who are coming in for support, and she likened it to what she saw after Katrina when we had a number of people from New Orleans coming into the city for support. So that's of grave concern. So while we're focused on the airport right now, what we know is that in the community, our community is feeling it and our community partners are feeling it. So there's so much more work to be done beyond what we're doing for the Super Bowl.
What is your message to Washington about how to get out of this mess and how to end this shutdown?
Leaders have to lead. And we can't be stopped by one position from the president that's not allowing us to have a reasonable conversation on what this compromise looks like.
So do you blame the president then for the shutdown?
Well, the president has called it a Trump shutdown. So I don't blame the president. The president claims it for himself. But what I do believe is that with our Senate and our Congress, I do think that there's a reasonable solution that can be had, and I hope that they will really engage in a reasonable conversation on how we get there.
What would your advice be for people who are coming to Atlanta for the Super Bowl and are worried about exactly what you've been talking about?
We're a bit less concerned about passengers coming in. Obviously, there are concerns about when they leave their respective cities, what their TSA experience will look like. But in terms of leaving out on Monday, we are encouraging people to get to the airport early, and we are opening up TSA lines at 3 a.m. on the Monday morning following the Super Bowl, so people can have a full Super Bowl experience. They can even go out after the Super Bowl and make their way directly to the airport so that they can begin to get out of the city.
Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Mayor?
Well, I have offended enough fans with some comments I made leading up to last week's game. So I'm rooting for everybody who's coming to Atlanta to have a safe time in our city. And I can just say that it would be great to well, I'm going to stop it right there because I don't want to offend any
other
football
fans. What did you say that was so bad?
Well, leading up to the games, someone asked me, who did I want to see in the Super Bowl? And I said, anybody other than the Saints. And the Saints fans weren't happy about that. But, you know, we have a football rivalry. I love the people of New Orleans, but I'm a Falcons fan. So the thought of the Saints coming in, taking over our locker room was more than anybody could bear.
Okay. Well, that is the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me.